What's up? The greatest events of history are those that affect the greatest number for the longest periods. By this standard, no event could be more important to individuals or nations than the resurrection of the Master. Ezra Taft Benson, The Meaning of Easter, Ensign, April 1992, page 2. Unity Float. Unity among all his people, declares the sign carried by the young women of the Bismarck, North Dakota ward. Dressed in their Native American fancy shawls, they are marching in the International Powwow and Bismarck Folk Fest parade ahead of a grand float, complete with a large headdress. The Bismarck young women have become a fixture in the parade over the last several years, and their float has won multiple first prize honors. Much of this success is thanks to the guidance and inspiration of Sister Marilyn Onefeather, who started the Unity Float. Sister Onefeather wanted the float project to promote unity. She invited the young women to be involved in building and decorating the float, which encouraged a spirit of friendship among the girls. Speaking of the experience, Maya maid Barbara Geitzen said, "It builds faith. It takes a lot of faith to get these things together." During the parade, Maya maids Jenna Byzuski and Mindy Bowen, who both have Native American ancestry, participated in traditional dances alongside the float with several other Native American youth from the community. This kind of collaboration and interaction will, Sister Onefeather hopes, foster a greater spirit of fellowship within the community at large. The float brought the young women together as a group and taught them the value of unity within the church and the community. "Having unity in your life is really important," says Beehive Becky Geitzen. "Everybody, not just the people you hang around with, but everybody, should be part of the group. You try not to leave anybody out." Playing the Santiago organ. The famous Santiago de Compostela Cathedral in the northwest region of Spain is the supposed final resting place of the Apostle James, the brother of John. It is an impressive structure with a world-renowned organ. Over 100,000 Catholics travel to the city each year to visit the shrine of St. James inside the cathedral. When Elder Tyler Claire Neal and his companion, who are serving in the Spain Bilbao mission, visited the cathedral, Elder Neal asked for permission to play the awesome organ. The dean of the cathedral directed him to the organist, and permission was granted. "I'm probably the first Latter-day Saint to ever play the Santiago Cathedral organ, and I played hymns of the Restoration," Elder Neal said about the experience. In fact, Elder Neal was able to play the organ 3 times, and the cathedral organist enjoyed the hymn so much that Elder Neal presented him with a large-size, spiral-bound copy of the LDS hymnbook as a thank you.
Right away. Do you know how to knit? Can you change the oil in your family car? Maybe your mother taught you how to make fudge. We'd love to hear about skills or talents your parents or grandparents have passed on to you. And more importantly, how learning from them has helped you build relationships in your family. You can submit your story to Learning New Skills, New Era Editorial, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220 USA, or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. What's up where you are? Let us know at newera@ldschurch.org. End of the section, What's Up?